Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good morning, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Friday, March 19th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. We have special programming airing at 12 p.m., so Hardy Midday is going to start a few minutes earlier than usual, but nevertheless, let's go ahead and get started. Your local news, a COVID vaccination update. Starting Tuesday, March 23rd, the COVID-19 vaccination site will be located at the Hardy County Agri-Civic Center at 515 Civic Center Drive in Wauchula. Vaccinations will no longer be done at the Tech River Building. Once again, COVID vaccinations will now be at the Hardy County Agri-Civic Center, not at the Tech River Building. The City of Wauchula will be working on Florida Avenue Monday, March 15th through Friday, March 19th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tree trimming has already taken place and the transfer of wire to new poles will finish today. Please be cautious of our city workers in the area. We all play an important role in keeping Florida safe during spring break. Report suspicious activity to your local agency. Call 1-855-FLA-SAFE or download the Florida CSAY app. Learn more about the indicators of suspicious activity at flcsay.org. Your local events tonight at the historic Wauchula City Hall. They'll be playing the Tom Hanks classic Forrest Gump as part of their movie series. Admission is free. The location will vary, but between the historic City Hall Auditorium and Heritage Park in accordance with CDC guidelines. Your jobs here in Hardy County, expressly for you, is looking for a team member. Applicants must be at least 18 years of age, have open availability, and capable of bending, twisting, standing, reaching, pulling, pushing, and lifting up to 40 pounds. Newsom Eye and Laser Center is looking for a patient greeter. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. And Step Up Suncoast is looking for a bilingual home visitor. Fluency in both Spanish and English is required. All these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. each night to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. That's Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message if you have one. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 72 degrees out, feels like 77. Sunny, the air quality fair. Maximum UV index is 7 high. Winds west-northwest at 9 miles an hour with gust up to 12. The humidity is ideal, 45%. Dew point is 50. Cloud cover 8%. The visibility 10 miles. And the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:06 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Boaters use caution on area lakes. Today, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. Friday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 50s. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Saturday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-70s with north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 50s with north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Producers of South Florida avocados have voted to continue their marketing order program, according to the USDA. The Packer.com reports, in a referendum held in December, 92% of eligible producers, representing 99.73% of the volume produced of those voting, favored continuing the marketing order. The marketing order authorizes the Avocado Administrative Committee to regulate grade, size, maturity, container, and pack standards for avocados grown in South Florida under USDA's oversight. In another COVID-driven decision, the National 4-H Conference Center, one of the largest non-academic youth education and conference facilities in America, is up for sale. National 4-H Council President Jennifer Sarangelo tells AgriMarketing.com the decision to sell the property came after a long and thorough process of weighing all possible options. Located in Chevy Chase, Maryland, 10 miles from downtown Washington, D.C., the complex has long been a destination for youth groups from around the world. The West Coast Produce Expo is coming back in person, and you're invited. According to thepacker.com, the West Coast Produce Expo 2021 will be held May 18th to 19th at the Red Rock Casino Resort and Spa in Las Vegas. In an effort to conduct a fun and safe expo, the event will include a socially responsible reception, a diversely filled exhibit hall, a lively golf tournament, and BizMatch meetings with your preferred suppliers.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. A decent amount of cattle here in the Southeast are raised on smaller ranches until reaching the desired weight to be sent to feedlots, which are often located in the Midwest, closer to processing facilities. A new study from the USDA is gathering data on current feedlot practices and animal health. Beef Magazine is reporting that the USDA's National Animal Health Monitoring System will be conducting a study focusing on cattle health and management of U.S. feedlots. The study, which focuses on feedlots of at least 50 head, is sending out questionnaires via representatives from the National Agricultural Statistics Service to participating operations from March through April 2021. Participants interested in being part of the second round of the study will have a USDA or state veterinary health professionals administer a second questionnaire from June through August 2021. Once the questionnaires are completed, The National Animal Health Monitoring System will analyze the data and issue a series of reports that will, as described by Beef Magazine, help animal health officials assess disease preparedness, strengths, and vulnerabilities, help policymakers and industry stakeholders make informed decisions regarding feedlot cattle health and management, identify research and development needs, economic impact analysis of health and profitability of U.S. feedlots, and provide transparent, credible, and independent information on U.S. feedlot practices.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altaset IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altaset IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altaset IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altasetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits rose last week to 770,000.
It's a sign that layoffs remain high, even as much of the U.S. economy is steadily recovering from the coronavirus recession. The Labor Department report showed that jobless claims climbed from 725,000 the week before. The numbers have dropped since the depths of the recession last spring, but still show that employers in some industries continue to lay off workers.
Correspondent Jeremy House, before the pandemic struck, applications for unemployment aid had never topped 700,000 in any one week. Stocks finishing lower, the Dow lost 153 points to close at 32,862. The NASDAQ dropped 409 to 13,116. The S&P 500 off 58 to 3,915. New York oil fell $4.60, closing at $60 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Brooklyn Nets have pulled even with the Philadelphia 76ers atop the NBA's Eastern Conference at 28-13. James Harden carried the Nets to their 14th victory in 15 games, providing 40 points, 15 assists, and 10 rebounds at a 124-115 win at Indiana. Harden brought his team back from 15 down.
We did an unbelievable job. Defensively, just getting after it, being down 15 points and, you know, on the road into a, you know, pretty solid team. You just kept fighting.
Milwaukee edged Philadelphia to overtime 109-105 as the Bucks rallied from 14 down to the second half. Cleveland ended a 9-game losing streak to Boston, beating the Celtics 117-110. Celtics coach Brad Stevens.
We got, I felt like, really good looks early, and the ball wasn't going in, and you could kind of see our shoulders slump.
Boston is back to 500 after losing 3 of 4. Draymond Green had a triple-double, leading Golden State to a 108-94 win over Houston. That's the Rockets' franchise record 18th straight loss. This is SRN Sports. Luka Doncic scored 42 points, leading Dallas past the LA Clippers 105-89. The Mavs have won 12 of 16. Sacramento beat Washington 121-119. It was Detroit 116, Toronto 112, San Antonio 106, Chicago 99, Denver 129, Charlotte 104, Memphis 89, Miami 85. In the NHL's most lopsided win of the season, the New York Rangers clobbered Philadelphia 9-0. Flyers forward Claude Giroux says they were simply horrible.
We lost a lot of battles the way we played. We didn't play the way we want to. No, I don't know what to tell you. It's embarrassing the way we played. The effort's got to be better.
Vancouver was a shootout winner over Ottawa, 3-2. Winnipeg overtime Montreal, 4-3. It was L.A. 4, St. Louis, 1, Edmonton, 7-3 over Calgary. Vegas, 5, San Jose, 4. Ralph Kruger has become the Buffalo Sabres' sixth coach to be fired in just over 8 calendar years, losing his job with the team at a 12-game losing streak. Assistant coach Dan Granato has been promoted to interim head coach. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, "I ran a half marathon," sounds so much better than "I quit halfway through a marathon." Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend, folks. For recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.